Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My apologies. We don't have working equipment as usual. Okay, so yay, intercom. Here we go. Do you got any working? Wait. Hit the button again. Wait. Are you there, Lee?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Just
another morning at intercom where maybe the... Maybe the equipment will work.
Flip a coin.
Flip a coin. Okay, good. Wonder if we have audio. Let's find out, right? It's always the same. You know, and I love this because I was a little tired this morning, you know what I mean? But I'm not now. I've got an adrenaline surge, and I appreciate that.
Who needs caffeine?
Yeah, who needs caffeine? All right, great. So only 2 minutes to get on the air this morning. Better than our usual time. Okay, so, I'm sorry.
I got some audio in here for you.
Why don't you play? Why don't you talk about some, Lee? Because
I
just got so rattled. Go ahead.
I'm rattled about this. And this, I am positively livid at this deal, this false narrative that Adam Schiff keeps putting out there. Now, this was yesterday when he was talking, when Nancy Pelosi trotted out her props out there with her House of Representative members, talking about the House Intelligence Committee and the House Judiciary Committee, you know, having the articles of impeachment. And then Adam Schiff gets up, and Adam Schiff says this yesterday.
The argument, why don't you just wait, amounts to this. Why don't you just let him cheat in one more election? Why not let him cheat just one more time?
This man should resign from Congress. Republicans, the leadership, Kevin McCarthy, the RNC chairwoman, they should demand that he resign from Congress. He is either delusional or he is a pathological liar. We went through 2.5 years of the Mueller investigation. There was no collusion between anybody on the Trump administration and the campaign. There was no collusion. Even during the election, there was no cheating by any foreign power. The Obama administration even said there was no way it could happen. It didn't happen. And there were no votes that were changed. That is established fact. Even CNN, even The Washington Post, even The New York Times has repeated that. Adam Schiff went on for 2.5 years. He's got evidence that Trump colluded with the Russians. Never provided it. It never showed up. We never had anybody testify to that. Now we've got this situation going on with these articles of impeachment. There is no evidence at all of in any degree that Donald J. Trump cheated to win the 2016 the election in 2016. There is absolutely no evidence for it whatsoever. And this guy, who is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, who apparently has a complete lack of, is continuing this false narrative that Trump somehow cheated to win in 2016 and is trying to cheat again in 2020. There's only one reason that this guy is doing this. They are trying to instill in the American public doubt in our institutions of government, doubt in the justice of our elections, doubt in the accountability of our elections. So when Donald Trump beats them again, they can start this back up and say he's an illegitimate president. That's the only possible conclusion you can reach. This man is either delusional or a pathological liar. He should be forced to resign from Congress.
Play that audio again real quickly.
Absolutely.
Let me hear it again.
The argument, why don't you just wait, amounts to this. Why don't you just let him cheat in one more election? Why not let him cheat just one more time?
That is a bald-faced lie. Period. End of story. There's no evidence that you can bring anywhere that says that Donald Trump cheated to win the 2016 election.
And I'd add to that list, former director of the CIA at the time, John Brennan, not one vote was changed.
Exactly.
James Comey, former acting director of the FBI, not a friend of Trump's, not one vote was changed. Rod Rosenstein, former acting director because Rip Van Sessions was asleep, of the Attorney General's office, not one vote was changed. I mean, how many people on their side who hate Trump have to tell us not one vote was changed before we believe that not one vote was changed?
How long would it have taken to run a Republican out of office who continued a false narrative regarding the Obama administration.
They'd have him really quickly.
It'd be a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. That's about it. It would be a couple of weeks. But this is an absolute lie. And I'm disappointed that Fox News isn't making more of it. Thankfully, this is where I got the audio from, because they at least had this from the press conference yesterday. But this in and of itself should be a story, that the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, who just did an investigation which should have started in the House Judiciary Committee to begin with, but because Democrats are going to play fast and loose with the rules and make rules up as they go along and do anything they want to do, anything they want to do in Congress, as far as these investigations are concerned, and not really go along with the standard practices and procedures, and then makes a statement like this. And he's been making statements like this. This, remember, is the guy who made that whole story, concocted a whole story about what Donald Trump said to the president of Ukraine that was an absolute lie, a complete fabrication, tried to pretend that this was exactly what the president has said as he was talking and doing his opening statements in his own committee hearing on this. And it was an absolute lie.
There's another lie in that statement that you played, too, where Adam Schiff is saying the beginning part where he says, you know, why should some of you say that we should wait? Okay, wait for what? What is he talking about here? That gets to the other article of impeachment, the obstruction, right? Well, right. When he's saying wait, when he's referring to wait, what, you know, why should we wait? He's talking about the fact that the president is in court fighting their subpoenas of people on, you know, his staff. And the reason Trump is fighting them, and his legal team was very clear about this in a letter, is because the Democrats never formally began an impeachment process, and thus they don't have the powers right to compel these people to testify. The Democrats won't tell you that. So what we're having in court right now is an executive branch fight over, no, you can't just tell us to show up and then tell us we're obstructing justice. You got no power to make us show up. And that's what they're fighting over. Well, they could wait for those witnesses, right? Have the fight in court. The fights in court go on all the time between yep. the executive branch over minor stuff, not big stuff like impeachment. It happened with Obama too versus Congress. I mean, even when the Democrats were in charge, it happened with Obama. This goes on all the time. Oh. It's a fight between the branches. Let me just finish real quick. So what they're saying is we're gonna impeach you for obstructing Congress because you want to go to court and have your say about whether you have to come to Congress. We don't think you should go to court. Well, every other president has.
Exactly.
And then, I mean, this is ridiculous. The reason, if they wanted to hear from these people, they should have done a formal impeachment where they would have had the power to compel them. They took the weapon out of their own, you know, toolkit, and now they're mad Trump won't comply. It's a game. It's a silly game. Yep. Go ahead.
That was it. And once again, this whole thing about the obstruction of Congress, as you just pointed out, that is a perfectly legal and precedent set.
Happens all the time.
All the time. It goes back to George Washington.
Yes.
Every single president who has had an issue with Congress like this, demanding documentation or witnesses to appear, has done the same thing. They've gone to the courts. That's why we have three branches of government: the executive, the legislative, and the judicial.
Jimmy Carter did it, Clinton did it, Bush did it, Obama did it, usually over very small trifling things that would bore you, right?
Yeah.
But none of them were impeached, oddly, yeah, for doing it. So this is once again what we've always seen, going back to collusion, creating a new legal standard that's never existed before, that isn't actually against the law. It's a legal theory, really, not a, you know, and then saying, well, Trump violated this legal theory we just made up last week, and so we're going to,
right,
you know, impeach him, accuse him of treason. I mean, all this crazy stuff. It's crazy, crazy. And you know what's driving me nuts? This is my beef. While we're at this, Lee, this drives me nuts. I'm going to get into this in the next segment. Why do the Democrats keep repeating no one is above the law?
I really would love and that is one of the other most hypocritical statements that these people are getting away with.
Wait a minute, here's the question. Why do Democrats keep repeating no one is above the law if they aren't alleging Trump broke any laws
exactly
in their articles of impeachment?
Well,
and the reason is because they want to confuse the public.
Exactly. And then they're the ones that will defend lawbreaking by their own people.
Oh, yeah. No, this whole impeachment, let's not forget, is because Trump wanted to explore potential lawbreaking by Joe Biden. You're not even allowed to speak of that.
Exactly.
You know what's crazy to me? The baby mama Hunter Biden's baby mama's attorney, right? Yeah. Some guy. Mm-hmm. She's a stripper, by the way. He knocked her up at the strip club.
No.
So she got an attorney. She wants the child support, understandably, right? Well, Hunter Biden's baby mama's attorney can figure out to go into court and request the payments from the Chinese, the financial records, and Burisma, because Hunter says he's broke. Okay, so the baby mama's, like, two-bit, stripper lawyer can figure out that he's got money from China and Burisma sitting there with which he could pay the baby mama, but Congress can't figure that out.
Yeah.
Congress can't see it. What? Where? What? Chinese money? No. Burisma? No. I don't know anything about that. Well, let me tell you what. Go back in the New York Times archives before it became verboten to question anything Hunter did, and you'll find it all right there because they were taking excerpts from Peter Schweizer's New York Times bestselling book, which laid it all out, the corruption by the Kerrys, by the Bidens, by the McConnells. It was right there, including the Burisma deal. So the baby mama stripper attorney could figure this out, but not Congress. I mean, we're just dealing with just sheer unadulterated stupidity. I just have a feeling, Noli, this is all going to bite them in the rear end. I got a feeling this is just not what they want to be doing right now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Let's jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line to talk to Tony in Spartanburg. Hey, Tony.
Hey, good morning. And Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. You know, you read my mind, Tony. I was driving home randomly the other day, and you popped into my mind, and I thought, I haven't heard from Tony in a while, and I wondered if you were okay. You doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. All right.
I listen to the show every day.
Good.
But I called about this witch hunt. Remember, if you go back in the archive, and I told you about a year ago, a little bit over a year ago, that that Donald Trump will be reelected. They just haven't got the memo yet. But the astonishing thing is they cannot stop Donald Trump. He is polling well with African-Americans. But guess what? He's also polling well with Latinos. And they have to do something because they don't have anybody that can run against him to stop his agenda. He is kicking over the apple cart. And this whole thing is when this thing goes to the Senate, Mitch McConnell wants this thing to die, a fast death. But Trump wants them to wear it like a badge of honor because he knows this is not only going to help him be reelected, but this is also going to help the House go back over into control to the Republicans. And I think Trump is a strategist. I think no one can, stop his agenda. And he is playing three-dimensional chess while they're still playing marbles. And this is one thing I love about Donald Trump. And as you continue to go out to your show, you see more African-Americans and more black people and more Latinos listen to your show because it's very informative first of all. And then on top of that, you speak the truth, unlike other people and other talk show hosts and other things that shows the reflection of why Donald Trump is the president.
You know what is remarkable, Tony, too? I think that there's a willingness to be open-minded with this president that there hasn't been before. And I'll tell you why. Because when the Democrat Party tells you that for 3 decades, that man, if you just vote for them, like, for another 10 years, they're gonna raise your wages. You're going to do better. And then under the guy who's supposed to be a white supremacist, a white nationalist, a racist bigot, Latinos and black people have the lowest unemployment ever recorded in American history. Gets your attention, and also the largest wage increases that we've seen in more than 2 decades. And when under Donald Trump, I mean, this is a great interview. There was a hedge fund manager I played a lot of it the other day, basically saying, listen, the wage increases for the bottom 25% of earners, white, black, Hispanic, are driving this boom in the economy. That's never happened before in modern economic history.
Exactly. And that's one thing that everybody loves about Trump, because people at the end of the day, people vote with their wallets. Now, to quote the congressman from South Carolina who sit up there and told Obama he lied. That's what the Democrats do. As you see, is this fake witch hunt they're doing on national TV that's driving down their numbers. And also, Nancy Pelosi hasn't done anything in Congress or in the House but focus on this witch hunt.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the American people want. American people want to be economically free. People don't want to be tied to the hip to government, because government does nothing but slow you down and also put a bunch of rules and regulation on you. Now, when Donald Trump came into office on his inauguration day, he stood up there and he just smacked everybody that sat behind him, from the Bushes to the Obama and all the people from the swamp. That is what the American people love about this president. He don't bow down and cower down to no one, especially other countries like Canada, France, and especially China. And it's about time that somebody, it's refreshing that somebody take on China. Because, you know, last time I heard from a president, Barack Obama sat there and said, we need relaxed rules on China. Why? Why would he say a stupid thing like that? And also he went on and said that we want to be economic friends with South America and people like Brazil. Well, that's the socialism. Nobody wants socialism. Socialism doesn't do nothing but hinder people. If you go back and look through history, it doesn't work. It's failed. So it's communism. It fails. The only true thing that really works is capitalism. And Donald Trump so far is rocking it out with his poll numbers, his relaxation on rules and regulations, and I go back and say it again, when it gets down to the election, Bernie Sanders or the Democratic Party or the Socialist Party cannot stop him. Thank you, Tara, and you have a wonderful day, and Merry Christmas to the WRD staff and family.
Awesome. Great to hear from you, Tony. I'm glad you're doing well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Seriously, y'all, you know what drives me nuts? I'm going to jump on the phones in a sec, so hang on. Now, if I have to hear the Democrats one more time, keep repeating, no one is above the law. If they aren't alleging Trump broke any laws in their articles of impeachment, because they can't prove he broke any laws, despite months of trying. Why do they keep saying it? Well, nobody's above the law. I know. Trump didn't break any laws. I just want to point out to you, I've been telling you for a month now. It's been over a month. Predicting. There, day by day, week by week, every part of this, they will not be able to cite a law Trump broke. Wouldn't be in the articles of impeachment. Wouldn't be in anything. Because he didn't break any laws. So why do they keep repeating no one is above the law? Because they want to confuse the public. They can't say Trump broke the law because all hell would break loose. The Republicans would nail them to a wall for that. So instead, they make this sort of opaque statement. Well, no one is above the law, which sort of confers that Trump might have broken the law, except he didn't. And they're not even alleging that, which, by the way, makes this the first impeachment in U.S. history not based on a crime, which Trump pointed out yesterday.
There are no crimes. They're impeaching me, and there are no crimes. This has to be a first in history. They're impeaching me. You know why? Because they want to win an election.
Yeah. Pretty much. Doug in Anderson. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Tara. I hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing great. What's on your mind?
First of all, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, Lee, and the whole Word family.
Oh, well, thank you. We appreciate that. You too.
You know, I still kind of go back to 2017 when Paul Ryan and the Republicans failed to give President Trump any support. So I don't say the Republicans are completely without blame on all this impeachment, because I feel fairly confident if they would have supported President Trump back then, they would have maintained the House, and then they would have maintained all the chairs of the judiciary and all that stuff. It's just so I don't completely leave them out of the loop.
Look at this like you're a Democrat, Doug, because they really thought they would present some gobbledygook, didn't matter if it added up, make any kind of sense, and that some Republicans would go along and vote with them, and they'd have cover. They really thought that, and I don't blame them. I mean, think about it. As soon as Trump took office, right, we had all these crimes by Hillary. Trump rolls in with a full Republican Congress. We've got all these crimes by Hillary. We've got all this deep state stuff that we have known as soon as March 2017, when the FISA court censored the FBI for lying and violating the Fourth Amendment rights of multiple people. We've known something was wrong. And what did the GOP do? They controlled both houses. Doug,
they did
worse than nothing. They launched four separate investigations into Trump because one, two, or three would not be enough. And they ignored the law breaking by the FBI and the Democrats and the DOJ. But then I repeat myself. So, so the Democrats watched that and they learned, and they learned two things. They imputed from that nothing we do, no matter how criminal, can ever be examined ever by anybody. We taught them that. They weren't doing this 10 years ago. Mitch McConnell taught him that, and Paul Ryan taught him that.
You know, and I noticed on one of the articles of impeachment, they're talking about him impeding the 2020 election. That hasn't even occurred, but he released the tapes, and there was nothing about him saying, investigate Joe Biden. And it's just frustrating as all get out.
You're talking about the tape of the phone call?
The phone call, correct.
Right, okay. But yeah, no, he did want, well, he did want an investigation of Biden's activities, but not for the 2020 election, because Biden legit at a minimum, Hunter, is in possession of stolen and laundered money. So right. That's a legit reason to want an investigation, if ever there was one. But again, we taught them that they were never to be held responsible for their crimes ever. So they they're still operating on that premise. And in fact, I think they were shocked, Doug. I genuinely think the Democrats were shocked that they didn't get, you know, a significant Republican buy-in on impeaching Trump, because they're watching us going, man, they don't want this guy in charge of their party either. I bet they'll come on board no matter what we say. And they didn't. The Republicans didn't. And they got left high and dry.
They sure did.
All right.
I appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks. You too. You and your family have a wonderful Christmas, Doug.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How long is it going to take us, folks, before we figure out that it's not a good thing to train Saudi students to fly planes in the U.S.? We're real slow learning things, this country. It takes a long, long time and a high price to be paid before we figure out. But we may be getting a clue here. Headline, Navy suspends all training for Saudi students in U.S. after Pensacola shooting. You know what? Here's the crazy thing. If Barack Obama were in office at this time, or Hillary Clinton, this wouldn't have even been suspended. And at some point, we're going to have to stop pretending Saudi Arabia is not our enemy. I'd love to see us give even a quarter of the hysteria we give to Iran to Saudi Arabia. Because, I mean, without those guys. And remember, I mean, and I've been through this with you about how Robert Mueller, as director of the FBI, helped to cover up the links. The Miami Herald did an amazing job of documenting this. The links between the Saudi royal family and the hijackers. Between the Saudi embassy and the hijackers. They were practically deployed from there. And we go on acting like it didn't happen. We want to attack everybody else. Lindsey Graham, man, he wants to go blow up Afghanistan. North Korea, be nice. How about Iran? Let's blow them sky high. Not Saudi Arabia. I will never understand it. I still do not understand it. Well, actually, I do understand it. It's because we depend on OPEC to demand that money be changed into dollars before it is used to buy oil from OPEC, which artificially has kept our dollar from bottoming out. But even that, with as strong as the dollar is now, we could begin to let go of that. Taking us off the gold standard. Anyway, I'm not going to go into all that. How many times before we figure this out? Oh, and I love this. Navy suspends all training for Saudi students in U.S. after Pensacola shooting. Oh, okay, cool. So you mean they're not going to come here? Oh, they'll still come here. What? Yeah, they're just going to sit in the classroom this time. We won't actually let them on the plane. Well, they didn't use the plane to do this. This time. God, we're dumb. We are so dumb. This is a country whose main religion, state religion, is hostile to the lives of Christians and United States citizens. It is. You can't escape that. We keep acting like it's not so. It is so. So we're still going to let them come here, but now they got to stay in the classroom while they're learning to fly. How many more times, folks? Just shake your head. How many more times? We got to do this. Texture writes, what was the company's name that helps you find a good insurance company? Lara Insurance. That's getinsurancesc.com. Getinsurancesc.com. Texture writes, by the dogma of the Islamic religion, they are always at war with non-Muslims. How difficult is that to understand? You just can't tell who is going to hurt you from who is not. Texture writes, fist bump for Tony. Spot on. Love you, Tara. Love the show. So says Russell from Taylor's.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.